الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين إن شاء الله the continuation of the series The Muslim Family and how the Muslim family supposed we how we supposed to prepare the Muslim family and how the Muslim family should live. One of the things that we supposed to give to the new generation and to have them as the milestone or the major principles in our home that we will all our activity and all our deeds will revolve around is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will evaluate us. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish and reward. What are the criteria? What are those things that gonna say, inshaAllah, you did that good or you did that bad? How are these things gonna work? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. That means that everything you need to have an answer for, you will find the answer in the Holy Quran. So let us take that question, which is, how Allah gonna evaluate us? And that's what we supposed to take to the new generation and teach them also how Allah will evaluate them. When you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ اللهم اجعلنا منهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah Al-Baqarah, who believed and they did the good deed, أُولَٰئِكَ they are the occupants of the Jannah and they will have the eternal life in it. You will see also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on all the ayat of the Quran that they are related. There are two things that are all the time related with each other. You will never see them separated. Iman and amal al-salih. Listen in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in Surah An-Nisa, all who believed, and they translated that belief to a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them by permitting them to the paradise. And there are rivers, and he gave a description to this paradise that have a different, and they will have the eternal life in it. And that is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who can keep his promise better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The point here is every time you're going to look at the Holy Quran, and please try to see this, you will see there is a direct relationship all the time between amanu wa amilu salihat. Believe and did a good deed. Okay, we know that amanu is one thing and amilu salihat is another, right? But what is the relationship in between them? How it works? So we need to understand first what is Iman, and after that we need to understand what is Al-Amal Al-Salih and how they are related to each other. When we look the basis of Al-Iman, it is we know all. There are six basic principles. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one internal, absolute, never begotten, unbegotten, none, and none like to Him. Believe by all messengers of Allah. Believe by all revelations of Allah. Believe by angels. Believe by the divine destiny. And believe by the day of judgment. These are the principles of Iman. How good we understand them, comprehend them, and feel by Him, that's reflected itself in the way that we behave. So, unfortunately, we have weak Iman and we have a strong Iman. But how are we going to find out if the Iman is strong or weak? If the Iman, which is that belief, will motivate you. Because the iman will work right into your intention, to your intention. Motivate you to direct yourself, to direct everything you want to do, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be in a state of compliance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Alhamdulillah, you have a healthy iman. But what can make the iman, can defect the iman, even if you declare it, even if you are doing, performing the iman, or the even the principles like praying and fasting and doing all of that, but why it is weak? That depends on the intention. If you have, and the intention kind, different kind. You have intention, some people, they have the intention. What is your intention for doing anything? Me. I am number one. Whatever good for me is good. I'm right. Whatever bad for me is bad. And it is forbidden. I don't care what the wal'iyazu billah is. But what's good for me, it is okay. And you have all kind of justification to violate wal'iyazu billah, even if you have to, as long as it is okay. So who is number one here? You. So what is your intention here? Intention to please yourself. Intention to do what you think it is good for you. The second type of intention, some people, they love to get recognition from other people. They actually, I know my value by how you guys, or how anybody, I don't mean here, but I mean one person, think that your value is how the people evaluate you, how the people going to speak about you, what they going to say about you. You going to say you are a good guy, you are way up here. They say you are not good guy, you are down here and you are so upset. So actually what controls the behavior here is who? The reaction that is coming from people. When the people coming and you are doing things, and you hear it a lot, you hear it a lot, people saying, I am doing that to make the people please, or to make the people happy. Listen to what you're saying. I am making people happy. Is that what Allah created you to do? If you're making people happy, you might as well make Allah happy by giving the people the right, they will be happy. But if you want to make the people happy, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending as warning messages for this area. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فليس لك من الله ولي وليس لك من الله نصير. If you're going to follow the attitude to please the people, first of all, you will never please them. And you will never have the backup and the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, the third type of intention, so we have intention to please yourself, we have intention to please the people, and you have the intention only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is Allah commended and blessed. Listen in Surah Al-An'am, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, when we already agree now, when we get to the Qur'an and we see the word قُلْ, that means it is an order. It is not recommendation. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ. They ask you about certain things related to women. Say. That means that's an order. That is an order, not recommendation. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, if you are a genuine believer, قُلْ. That's an order. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. All my prayer, all my act of worship, all my life, and even all my death, it is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the intention? The intention is for what you do and what you say is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have that motive, usually you cannot see what's good and bad for you. And you don't care too much about what the people are going to say about it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. There are, for the second category, if people came to a certain people, they are doing the right thing. They say, hey, watch it. You are really aggravating people here. You are stepping in a lot of people's toes here. So instead of trying to compromise to appease the people, he said, they say what? حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. We only doing what we are doing to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the consequence of that decision? فانقلبوا بنعمة من الله وفضل لم يمسسهم سوء. By the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered them by His blessing, no harm came to them. So now you have to look at your intention. You have to look sincerely to your intention. What you are doing and what you are saying, to do what? To please who? To please yourself? To please the people? Or to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we come to the deeds, al-a'mal. So now, the seeds, the iman, it's supposed to direct. This iman supposed to direct the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we need to know also, like we know the different kind of intention. We need, when it comes to deed, the different kind of people. We are four kind of people. And you and I, we're not going to be but one of them. You are going to fit in this category one way or another. There is no other way out. Either a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him knowledge and give him wealth. Give him these two. And he or she, when I mean a man, I mean a mankind. They are using that day and night to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those all the time, they are entitled, أولئك, inshallah, هم الفائزون. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب العالمين. أولئك هم الفائزون. أولئك هم المفلحون. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Did Allah give them knowledge and give them wealth? And I don't mean by wealth, I mean only a dollar. Your health is wealth. Your physical fitness is a wealth. If whatever Allah gives you and it can benefit is a wealth. So a man, Allah give him both. And he or she is using him day and night to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other category is a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the will, give him the knowledge, but he did not give him the wealth. And I mean here by the wealth, not the dollar. I mean it can, your health can be a wealth. And he looked at the first category and he said, Ya Allah, if I have the will, I will do like what that guy did. فَهُمَا فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءَ. Having the intention to do that, the sincere intention to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person the same, even if he didn't do it. Why? He said, if I have it, I will do it. And in the author, there is an incidence that Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in Medina and it was a big drought. And imagine your state as an immigrant. You don't have roots. You don't have roots. Broke. You left everything behind. These people immigrating for no reason but for what? For la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Believe me, we are living in a luxury. Luxury. Some people paid a real heavy price for just be able to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. To have the freedom to make zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look as a leader. Now, he got up religious responsibility. Before you know it, he became to be social responsibility. Before he know it, it comes to be a political responsibility. Before he know it, it comes now have to right to go right in, head to head with Ahlul Kitab. Mecca did not have Jewish and Christian already controlling the life in there. Now, right in, they are in the daily life. How are we going to deal with it? Each one, and you have a very weak Muslim community, and you have also what? The economy is very bad, and they are very poor. So Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down, sad, very sad. Alayhi salatu wa sallam. So one of the companions of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came and tried to cheer him up. And he said, you know, Wallahi ya Muhammad, by the name of Allah ya Muhammad, if I have a Uhud gold, I would give it to you to see your smile. So you can buy and you can give to the Muslim, you can buy the water, you can buy the grains, you can do this, you can do that, and solve all the problems. Before he leaves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel and told him through Sayyidina Muhammad, قُلْ لَعَبْدِي لَقَدْ قَبَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْكَ صَدَقَتَكَ. Say to my servant that Allah accepted your charity, your sadaqah. Imagine Uhud, a mountain gold, Allah consider it done, that he did it. What was the major element? Pure intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to please Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second category is a man have a knowledge, or but he doesn't have the means, have the good intention, and when he wishes or she wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. The third category is a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the money, the wealth, but he doesn't have the knowledge. And he is using that wealth as an act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Luxury is not wrong, but everything has its own beginning and end. But if you use it for the acting of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it will make you divert you from zikrillah, from amal al-salihah, doing the good deed, doing this, doing that, make you over occupy on zikrillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happened here? Walayazu billah, he get the consequence of that. You're going to get the consequence of that. Some of us go work 10, 14 hours a day. You don't have the time for anybody. You don't have the time for yourself, your family, for zikrillah, for doing anything. And the risk has already been determined. Subhanallah. We need to evaluate what we are doing. Hopefully, we are not going to fall into the third category. The fourth category, walayazu billah, is the one who doesn't have either. He doesn't have the will and he doesn't have the knowledge. And he is impressed by what the other one, the previous one, the one who got the wealth, is doing. He's doing to nightclubs, he's going to whatever, doing unnecessary things, and he is very impressed by that. And in his soul, if I got it, I would do it. فهما في الإثم سواء. So he will have the same. It will be counted for him as a sin. والعياذ بالله. We need to know now. So that related. So the core, the brain, the soul of the Iman is developing the intention. Directed the intention to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But up to now we didn't do anything. But we have the intention to do it. Right? For the intention, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will... Now, we know how Allah will evaluate the intention. But we need to know also the deed, al-amal al-salih. What is the amal al-salih? Al-amal al-salih, it is the act or the say that you do, ibtigha'a mardatillah. You say it only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how am I going to know? How am I going to know? If what I'm doing is what I'm doing is only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is in the fiqh one single rule, measure up by it. It says, speak when you do not want to speak. And do when you do not want to do. Speak. That means you're going to speak al-haq. When you do not want to speak. If I'm going to come and say the truth, I'm going to make everybody angry. I can get hurt. Prophet and messenger, why they got hurt? Because they did speak. And they did do. They didn't do any harm to anybody. Why they get all of that vicious mean attack? So speak when you don't want to speak. That means you're going to say the truth. And do what you don't want to do. Why should I come and do something that at the end of it, I'm going to get me in trouble. Going to get me in trouble. I'm not worried about right or wrong here. Why should I do? You see somebody doing something wrong and you don't lift a finger. So here, you speak when you don't want to speak and you do when you do not want to do. There are, so al-amal al-salih, it has the intention to it. It is beneficial. And it is in what Allah made it lawful. Good intention here. You cannot go and do something wrong. Like what we have here even in the fair tales or whatever. Like something like Robin Hood. That he go and steal. Why you are stealing? Take from the rich and give the poor. Taking from the rich and giving the poor, is that a good or bad? What is the intention here? The intention to relieve the poor. To get some justice. But what did you do? You did steal. Is that amal salih? No, cannot be. So good intention cannot justify wrongdoing. It has to be halal. It has to be lawful. It has to be from what Allah said. It is okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed. We have, when we come, so now we know what is the good deed. In the good deed, now, the motive to whom? Pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do they have another classification? Yes. And that's basically what the khutbah is all about. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, because it might be not be able to finish it today. When we come to the good deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two categories. One category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the rules for it. And another category, he did not set any rules. He did not set anything for him. We need to know both. For the first category, which is very well defined, he said, if you have the intention to do something bad and you don't do it, it will be counted as one good deed. If you have the intention to do a good deed, but you didn't do it, it will be counted as one good deed. If you have the intention to do a good deed and you do it, a minimum of 10, ويضاعف الله لمن يشاء. And Allah multiply to whomever He want. But minimum 10. If you have the intention to do something bad, and you go and do something bad, it will be counted one sin, one mistake. So now we have an intention to do something good, and I didn't do it, it is good. Have intention to do something bad, and I didn't do it, it is good. Have intention to do something good, and I did it, good. Have intention to do something bad, and I did bad, it is bad. Look how many chance here for doing good and getting the reward, and how many chance for one bad. Now you can see and you can listen to what, or see the impact when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the day of judgment, وَكَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. I give you all kind of opportunities. And now today you try it yourself for those categories. The second category, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, this category lifted to Allah evaluation. They are lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala evaluation. That means there is no scale for them. There is no one by one. There is no this. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give bighayri hisab, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generosity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing. The first one of them, the first of this category, and I hope that inshallah we will be among them. And I hope that we will train whomever we are responsible about their life, to train them to do that. The first category, الزاكرين الله في السراء والضراء ولا يلهيهم عن ذكر الله شيء. They are in constant state of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hardship, they are remembering Allah. It is a good prosperity, alhamdulillah. Nothing divert them from remembering Allah and thank Allah and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen in Surah An-Nur how Allah describing those category, and I hope and I pray that we all will be among them inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, رِجَالٌ لَا تَلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. الله أكبر. I hope inshallah that Allah will make us all out of His generosity and out of His mercy among this category. ذاكرين الله, they are in a state of remembering Allah. وإقام الصلاة, they are committed to the prayer. وإيتاء الزكاة, they fulfill the poor dues. يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. They are worried about the day تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. That's 2 days. One, when you are leaving here, and another when the resurrection day. They are worried about how my qiyamah gonna be, how my dead gonna look like. Is Allah pleased with me? Among all of those, what I did make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me? Why should Allah favor me? What did I do to that? Is what am I doing good? Can I do better? So they are worried day and night about that. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to this category? It could have been yajziyahumullah. That means Allah will reward them or shall reward them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting lamul qasam. Liyajziyahum. La, that mean what? There is a commitment. This category, they have no losers. لِيَجْزِيَهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Allah, when He is looking at their books, there is a shortcoming. There is a deeds better than others. Allah will not going to look at that. Only Allah going to start to evaluate by what? By the best they did. Maybe the best by they did is only one deed. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَجْزِيَنَّا. He will look at that. Maybe they have a lot of good things, but it is not in the excellent state. Allah only going to look at that one and leave the others. لِيَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُهُمْ. And not only we reward them with that, وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabbi. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Not only going to reward him with that high standard, them with that high standard, but Allah will shower them by His reward and His mercy. وَيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah give His blessing and give the provision to مَنْ يَشَاءُ. To whomever He want, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That means there is no trial for those people. That's the first category. No trial. The second category, very quickly, they are the patient one. The patient one. Who are the patient one? The one who persevere to accept Allah's decree in their life. The one who they are patient to do the right thing. They are patient to stay away from forbiddings. They are a patient to seek knowledge. They are a patient to promote good and fight evil. They are a patient to get the consequence of promoting good and fighting evil. For the patient one, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Have the piety in your heart. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. If you do a good deed, you will have a good life. في هذه الدنيا حسنة حياة طيبة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. For those patient ones, no trial. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. So it is not only that you, it is like you're going to vanish in this life. No, you will be okay. Being a patient to accept Allah's decree, hardship or prosperity, being a patient to seek knowledge, being a patient to do the good deed, to stay away from forbidden, to promote good and fight evil, to get the consequence of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the consequence of that? No trial. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بَغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And غَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, it doesn't mean only there is no trial, but they will be paid handsomely. How much? The only one who knows and evaluates is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third category, تقوى الله, which it lead to. تقوى الله, it means having the fear of Allah in your heart that can stop you from the wrongdoing. And having the love in Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that promotes you to do good. When you have this combination, you have a taqwa Allah. But like the iman exactly. You can have strong taqwa and you can have a weak taqwa. How are we going to know the strong taqwa? The strong taqwa have immediately it comes like the good iman, the niyyah comes right out, the intention comes out. But the taqwa, two things come out. Number one, spending the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Money is not priority to them. A hardship or a prosperity doesn't make any difference. They use what they got. They use their words to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a lot of times we say, if I have it, I will do it. But for them, and maybe you are sincere, and I'm sincere, but for them, no. What I have, I'm going to use. But you don't have money. Allah is the giver. He gave me before and He's going to give me again. They were never afraid. They are exactly having the heart of the bird. Every single day, birds don't have bank account. They don't have wealth. All the rizq in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have that heart. They don't spend every... I mean, they don't foolishly spend. But in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like a flood. And the second, كَازِمِينَ al-ghayz وَالْعَفُوا عَنِ النَّاسِ. They control their anger and they pardon people. Controlling the anger, that means what? You are hurt. We all have a part of our attitude. Whatever happening in front of me, if it does not affect me and it does not affect my idea about myself, who cares? But you touch me, you touch something belong to me, you try to insult me, man, we have a fight. We will have a fight right there. So you got so angry for yourself. But we don't get angry for Allah. We don't get angry for the messenger. We don't get angry for violation to other people, right? Violate my right, you are in trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here for this category, the one who has the taqwa, no. When it comes to themselves, what they do? They control their anger. But when they get angry in the cause of Allah, and instead of getting angry for themselves, they get angry for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they pardon people. They pardon people وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. We have two things here. We have a forgiveness and we have a pardon. Forgiveness. That means somebody did something due for punishment. He's due for punishment. But you, for whatever reason like maybe regret, maybe repent, maybe whatever, you forgive, that means you stop the punishment. No punishment. And we use that a lot. We say, he learned his lesson. Learned the lesson. But if that person come back again, he's in a probation and it is in his record. You do it again, there is no forgiveness next time. And even the judiciary system that we have, which is first offense, second offense, and whatever that is. That's concept of forgiveness. But the concept of pardon, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying here, and that is a lot more stronger. No one can do that. I mean, it takes somebody to do that. Pardoning it means what? It's not only stopping harm. It's stopping the person, I mean, is due for punishment. And you do not do it, but you wipe out completely what he or she did, and you give him a brand new start. You give them another chance. You see now, it is not a figure of speech. These are all elements. You forget, you forgive, you wipe out, you give another chance. Maybe somebody can harm me. I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to do it. I forgive you. That's it. But you got your way, I got mine. Right? And maybe I don't want to socialize with you again. I don't want to see you again. Okay? That's not pardoning. Pardon, that means what? I'm going to give you another chance. You will be given another chance. So, these are the categories that they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempted them from the trial and give them handsomely in the day of judgment. I hope inshallah we all will be among them. Seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وبلغ الأمانة وأدى نصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. So now I said 3 out of 4 categories. I mean, for the people that they will go with no trial and Allah will give them handsomely. Number one is Zakirin. Zakirin Allah. And you will see the Quran how Allah honored this category. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. They are in constant state. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. The second, the patient one. The third, the one who have a taqwa. They have the taqwa. Taqwa can make them discipline and control their anger. And taqwa can make them have no fear from poverty or hardship. So they spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth and the last category, they are the fasting one. And inshallah, we are coming to the fast of the month of Ramadan. And hopefully, month of Ramadan is not a month to have a beginning and end. Fasting is not on the month of Ramadan only. Fasting is a state. And inshallah, it will be by detail. I will talk a little bit about that, because there are so many different kind of fasting. Fasting can be by the body, can be by the limbs, can be by the ruh, the soul, and can be by the nafs. All of those, they got to fast, and we have to train them how to fast. The month of Ramadan is a very good training course during the year to help you to regain your control of your life and to improve and to get rid of the weakness and to strengthen what you have. But fasting, it means abstain. The word, the generic mean is abstain. And you abstain from what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for those categories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying about fasting, which is, let us just stick it to the body fasting. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كُلَّ عَمَلُ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامُ فَهُوَ لِي وَأَنَا أُجْزِي بِهِ. All the deeds of the son of Adam, for Adam. Except fasting. فَهُوَ لِي. It is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one who will reward, evaluate, and give the reward for him. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us mercy. Amen. And we will throw ourselves in His kindness. Amen. And His generosity. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help every and each one of us to be not in one or two categories, to be among the 4 categories. We want to be the four categories. We want to zakirin Allah, as-sabirin, the remembering Allah, the patient one, the fasting one, and the one having a taqwa. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to have all those. Allahumma ameen. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering. Forgive and pardon all our sin and all our mistake, all our shortcoming, and grant us mercy and give us a brand new chance and help us to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply him in our life so we can live in peace and die in peace. And in the hereafter, inshallah, we'll be in peace. And we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا